وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were looking at things that makes a human being an oppressor, a wrongdoer, a person who harms his other human beings, his fellow human beings, a person who just have hatred towards people, basically, or he just doesn't care, he just wants to live his life on the expense of others. There are a number of things that makes us like that, and we need to navigate our way through them, learn them, and make sure we direct them in the right way. The first thing we mentioned that human beings have when it comes to them being bad is obviously weakness, the initial weakness that Allah created them on. And obviously I don't need to go through this again because we've already explained it in a number of episodes. You can go yourself and back and check it for yourself on the site. Number one was weakness. What follows weakness in terms of being severe, number two, is jahl, ignorance. And ignorance is one of our most major problems in this world now. And it's always been ignorance that has led human beings to, or the civilizations before us, to collapse, and even ours to collapse as well, and will collapse. Ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, and Allah brought you from the wombs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, you know nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ, but He, out of His infinite wisdom and mercy, gave you السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, He gave you the hearing, the sight, the intellect. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you may be grateful and thankful. Which, obviously, we're not. Well, at least some of us are not, just to be fair. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, when you come to this world, you become blank. You're clean. You know absolutely nothing. Then why are you being so arrogant now that you've learned few words? And even, mind you, when you learn these words and you think that you're a genius, that you're, you know, a God's gift to mankind, you only acquired what you acquired through the hearing that God gave you, through the sight that God gave you, through the intellect that God gave you. By tools, you've learned knowledge by tools which are not yours to begin with. Allah gave them to you. And He can take any of them at any moment, at any given moment. Have you seen people who are blind, people who are deaf, people who are mute, people who don't have any of these at all? And people who have no intellect, just insane, crazy people. We've seen them around us. Right? So Allah says, then why do you think that when you reach a stage of knowledge, you start to boast about it, you start to have pride about it, you start to think that you're, you know, everything? I mean, that's when a person actually gets to learn. they move to that way. When people don't even learn, then that is even worse. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that ignorance is a big problem. Now, so we said sometimes people learn, become learned, and then they use the knowledge that they've gained to actually harm other people. And that's a form of ignorance itself. This is what we call compound ignorance. So they learn, but they use it for evil purposes. And obviously, me and you have plenty of examples in this in our heads where this could be applied, where countries and governments, they created labs of biological welfare just to kill mankind. They have labs to manufacture weapons and nuclear weapons just to kill human life. And instead of making it into labs that can save human beings, and so on and so forth. So they deviate. That itself is a form of ignorance. Sometimes, no, people just genuinely, they know nothing. All they know is that their own desires. They are what I call cavemen walking in a civilized society. Cavemen meaning in the sense that they only care about themselves and what they eat, what they sleep, what they drink. That's all they care about. That's what a caveman cares about. And he doesn't care how much he has to kill and who he has to kill to satisfy his desires. So our ignorance in this world, if we don't get to learn, if we don't get to see things for what they are, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to step on someone else's right without realizing it. And if I can make this an easy example, for a husband, he gets married to another human being and he's ignorant, he's going to harm that poor woman. And the woman can do the same thing to the man if she's ignorant of how to deal with her husband. If the father and mother are ignorant of how to raise their children, they're going to end up harming these children. And this is on a lower scale. And then our ignorance goes higher and higher. Sometimes our own ignorance harms ourselves. I'm so ignorant, I put myself in harm's way. Whether I eat something I shouldn't have or do something that I shouldn't have. And I'm sure you and I have plenty of examples we can think of. Things that we ourselves did in the past that we obviously we're not proud of. So you can see that our ignorance is our downfall. So we're saying, human beings, you're weak, you're ignorant. Then why do you think you have so much pride and your God's gifts to this universe? Come down. Settle down. Think of who you are. Learn about yourself. If you find yourself ignorant and you have not learned anything, then obviously the idea is to go learn, because al-ilm, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is wajib. It's compulsory upon every woman and men. And the Prophet said, you know, اطلب العلم ولو كان في الصين, seek knowledge even if it is in China, right? So the idea is that if you find yourself not learned, ignorant, then go learn. But don't think that you are all that when you have nothing. That's a problem. Knowledge is the key, is the way. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم